So, is that all that happened in Trinidad, Carter? It cost us thousands of dollars to send you there, so that you could speak to Hugo Peters about the view over the island?
Well, sir, I did get that information about the flight to Sydney.
Which was false, of course.
What?
Temple never flew to Sydney. He's still in Trinidad.
How do you know, sir?
How do I know? Just look around this room, Carter. I've got 8 people working 24 hours a day on this suitcase. Do you realize that? That's how important it is to catch Temple, Peters, Mr. P, and the rest of them. And all you ever do is talk to them. You never actually arrest anyone, do you? You're supposed to be a policeman, Carter, not a social worker.
Well, I did arrest Temple, at least.
You didn't exactly have to be Sherlock Holmes to do that. The man was carrying 20 kilos of cocaine through customs at the time. And he's escaped from prison since then anyway.
Sorry, sir.
I'm going to give you just one more chance, Carter. Go back to Trinidad, and this time don't come back without Temple and Peters. And as for this Mr. P, well, this is your chance to show what a serious professional policeman can do. Do you understand?
Thank you, sir.
So don't just stand around, Carter. Get moving.
Goodbye, sir. Bloody man. How the bloody hell does he bloody expect me to bloody arrest all the bloody criminals in the bloody world?